We likely spent a great deal of time in our mother's wombs, laughing at each other's jokes, getting to know each other via some sort of telepathic abilities that could only exist in movies. How else could we have known each other so well after birth? All without having to open our mouths and spout a single fact about ourselves to each other. We were raised as children together, starting with pissing ourselves in our diapers to when we grew out of wanting our parents to kiss us goodbye the carpool line in middle school. We're both band kids and both artists at heart. Your abilities always amaze me, because no matter what you drew, it always seemed to turn well. You introduced me to so many things, and I couldn't imagine life without you. Then high school arrived. We started spending even more time together, and despite the fact that it might have seemed impossible to everyone else, we grew even closer. You showed me parts of myself that I didn't know existed. And we started hanging out after school and on the weekends all the time, almost every week. We'd play video games together and laugh at stupid things we watched on YouTube. Even more so than I did in middle school, I couldn't imagine life without you. Finally, we both graduated high school, you with better grades than me, of course, but for us, that was par for the course. We would go on to spend even more time together, doing the same things as before and starting to have pizza. A large double bacon, 6-cheese pizza from Papa John's, sometimes with a box of the cheese sticks. It became our thing. We, as the best of friends, had planned to spend our lives together this way, and I couldn't have asked for a better plan for our lives, no matter what else we ended up doing on the side of that. Somewhere along the way, we would stop talking for months on end, almost a year at a time. We'd pick right back up as if no time had passed, hanging out again to catch up with each other and do our usual thing. And throughout all of that, we remained as close as we ever had been, and I couldn't have asked for a better friendship. This was normal for us. It was fine with me because we never lost sight of the friendship we had between us. Then, this year arrived. It had been the usual. We haven't talked for about 7 or 8 months. Kingdom Hearts 3 had just been released and you were planning to buy it at the store that day. I asked to hang out with you while you played it so we could experience it together as we had every other Kingdom Hearts game in existence. That's when you brought the news to me that seemed earth-shattering. You've had a girlfriend for almost a solid year now, and that in early March you were moving to an apartment with her in Washington State. Being that we both live in North Carolina, it shattered the ground underneath me to hear all this. I never imagined a day like this would ever arrive in either of our lives. Not once. The idea that there's someone else who is going to do those things we used to do both terrifies me and leaves me feeling empty. So we hung out that day, and it was one of the best days of my life. We hung out again after this, and it was once again one of the best days of my life. And I still have no idea how to process the fact that in less than a month from now, you'll be over 40 hours away from me, and we won't be able to just hang out again. That on March 17th, in less than a month from now, I'll be turning 26 and you won't be here to celebrate it with my family. There was one thing I made sure to do though. I spoke with her, your girlfriend. I told her how I felt. That I was so happy you were getting away from our hometown, as horrible as that place is. That I was excited that you were finally moving forward into a new chapter of your life. Going somewhere else to start anew. However, I told her I was sad. That I wasn't sure how I was going to live my life without you here, on the ready to hang out with me. That I was scared to face life without you living here with me. She reassured me that she was happy you had someone like me in your life. That she wouldn't dare to let you forget about our friendship. That the talk with her made me happier than anything, because it was in that moment that you were in good hands. That you were going to be with someone that would make you as happy, if not happier, than I did. It is February 19th, 2019. 18 days until your estimated day of departure. And I am determined to be happy for you no matter what. Our friendship built me into the person I am today. I know we won't stop talking after you move, because why would we dare to do that to ourselves? However, there's one thing I am sure of. I don't know how I'd go on without you. I don't know what I'd do without you. Who else would I have a double bacon 60s pizza with? Who else would I play Kingdom Hearts with? Who else dare I ask will be there to spend 7 hours of the day with me, regardless of the reasons why? I don't know. I don't know. And the fact that I don't know scares the living hell out of me. But I'm happy that you're finally moving forward. And maybe once all of this settles in my heart, I'll be able to do that too. I love you far more than words could ever describe. And I don't think I'll ever stop. You've been the one person in my life I've been able to look to for anything. And the one person I could refer to as family despite not being blood related. You've made me one of the happiest people on the planet. And all I have to say is that I hope you have the best life you could possibly have once you get to Washington. I hope you don't regret it, and I hope she treats you even better than I ever could have or did. I miss you far more than I can describe with words. Bye.